you know, the most poignant thing that anybody ever told me was my father, who served as mayor from 1970 to 78. He half jokingly said on the night before my inauguration, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, you're going to own every pothole in the city. And what he was communicating was factually correct. Everybody expects me to fill every pothole, but what he was saying was that everything in the city is your responsibility. And it is an awesome weight. The job's been wonderful in many, many ways, but there are a lot of burdens that come with it. Showing up on murder scenes, having to tell the wife of a police officer that her husband isn't with us anymore. This job has a component to it that the public never, ever gets to see. You know, they see the mayor giving speeches, they see the mayor at ribbon cuttings, they see the mayor at symposiums, but the mayor's got to run the government, and most all of the responsibilities stop at the mayor's desk, even when they're not his or her real responsibility. And so I would, you know, just say to the next mayor, it's a critically important position. You basically have to get up early and stay up late. I sleep with my phone on my chest. It's a 365, 24/7 job. And if you love the people of New Orleans, they'll love you back. But they won't give you thanks for what you did yesterday. They want to know what you're going to do for them tomorrow. And the standard's very, very high. But I have a lot of hope for the future of the city of New Orleans. I think this is a great city. We've made a lot of progress together in the last 8 years. And my hope is that the next mayor is able to rally the city to continue the progress that our administration has made. Because we've spent all of our time thinking about how to make it easier for the next mayor, the next city council, and the citizens for the next 8 years to be in a much better position than we were 8 years ago. And I think for a large part, we've succeeded in a really wonderful way.
Would you mind if I maybe shared the questions that we asked to our people with you this month and see if you could maybe respond to them too?
No, sure.
So ours were, so what do you want the next mayor to know about your life? That was the first one. So same question for you.
What do I want the next mayor to know about my life? I mean, but everybody pretty much knows. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. And I just think it's important that people give back. You don't have to be the mayor to change the city, especially given the way that we've governed. We've tried to include everybody. We've created partnerships. So it's important that the government, the private sector, the faith-based community, neighborhood leaders all work together for the common good. And don't get stuck on the small stuff. If I could give one piece of advice, next just to the, not to the mayor, but really to the citizens of New Orleans, don't get stuck on the small stuff. After Katrina, we were all in the same boat. We had massive things to do. We were able to come together and do big things that are going to help us. We're all falling back into that little nitpicky, well, what can somebody do for me today mentality. That's not what makes great cities. And I would ask people to stay focused on the big, big picture items that really matter long term, that require all of us to be involved.
What do you think the most important issues are in this election?
Well, you know, I've spoken a lot about this. I mean, I'm the mayor of a continuous government that started in 1718. So everything that we do, we have a historical lens looking backwards, and we have an historical lens looking forward. And so the most important thing for every major city that's had a catastrophic event like New Orleans, they have had not just 8 years of good leadership and good civic work. It's been 16 years and 24 years because you need it. So my advice would be to stay the course. We haven't done everything that's perfect, but the city's a lot better off today than when we got here. I mean, for example, we've rebuilt, we've got a brand new airport. We've got three brand new hospitals with a fourth one under major renovation, Children's Hospital. We have 88 primary healthcare clinics. We've got 33 brand new schools. We've got new rec centers. We have 20,000 new jobs. We've got $6 billion of private sector investment. We have massive infrastructure projects that are coming out of the ground. We're rebuilding the riverfront. I mean, a lot of good stuff is going on. Downtown is becoming a residential zone. We're attracting brand new, spectacular new businesses into the city that are different from the ones that we used to have, which means we're diversifying our portfolio. What you want to do is you want to keep that momentum going, and you want to correct some mistakes that you think we made.
The last question that we have is, what kind of leader do you think New Orleans needs?
Well, New Orleans always needs passionate leaders who just intensely love the city, because that's what this job requires, because it is a thankless job. You got to really do it for the right reason. Don't do it for the thanks, because nobody's going to applaud what you do. And as soon as you do something wrong, you know, you're going to get jumped on in a pretty big way. So you got to be committed. You got to work hard. Being honest and being open and making sure that the city is a place where everybody can do business is critically important. Every city that has done well in the last couple of years has gotten rid of that patina of corruption our pay-to-play stuff. You got to get rid of that and make sure that this is an inviting, open city. And if you do that, I mean, New Orleans is, of course, one of the greatest places in the world, and it'll keep being that way.
All right, I really appreciate your time, Mayor.
Thank you.
Can I
ask, to see you.
Can I ask one thing for you? So our tagline is, our microphone is your microphone. Would you maybe do that for us?
I'm Mayor Mitch Landrieu. Our microphone is your microphone.
Thank you very much.
Good man.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Have a good one.
See you later.